Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and I'm bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian and Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. Well, this evening, they're going to be the views of Ed Decker, and Ed has certainly been on the front lines of talking about many of the things that are going on spiritually and certainly other groups, which, of course, are taking people away from a real understanding of the message of the gospel. And so I haven't had Ed on for a long time, but I asked him to come on again. Hi, Ed. How are we doing tonight?
Well, I'm doing just as good as the last time we talked, Dr. Stan.
Well, that was a long time ago, but at least as far as the program was concerned. So I'm going to let you pick up the story because I know you feel very, very deeply about what you're talking about. And well, you just pick up the story there.
Well, you know, I may actually surprise you tonight because I got on my high horse this morning over an issue, and I kind of want to talk about what I consider to be the most massive form of genocide taking place in the history of mankind, and it's happening right in the United States. And I actually spent time getting some facts and figures.
All right, fine. Well, why don't we cover that? And what is this genocide you're talking about? Is this?
Well, we're talking about abortion in the United States today.
I think that this is something we should all be concerned about because I really believe God is going to bring judgment on America for abortion, and certainly we are doing things as far as our elderly, and I think it's going to be a lot worse with Obamacare. But, of course, what's really bad is not only that we've killed probably close to 55 million unborn children here in the United States since the advent of Roe versus Wade, but we are helping to finance the genocide that's taken place in China with 400 million unborn children. Through International Planned Parenthood, we provide about 20% of the funding for that. And then, of course, about 400 million in India, about 400 million in Russia going back to the beginning of the last century. And these are terrible things. And, of course, the American people are going to be held responsible in this life or the next life if they haven't spoken out. So you go right ahead, Ed.
Well, you know, the president spoke today, and he was remarking on the 41st anniversary of the Roe versus Wade decision with a statement calling on the nation to recommit to the principle of abortion, that every woman should be able to make her own choices about her body and her health. And he said, "We affirm our steadfast commitment to protecting a woman's access to safe, affordable health care," they're calling it health care, "and her constitutional right to privacy, including the right to reproductive freedom."
Well, his reproductive freedom is fine if she wants to go out and be promiscuous, but basically once that child has been conceived, it is no longer her body. It is that they are a unique individual, and if you don't kill them, why, they're going to be born and live 70 years. And basically, this has nothing to do with reproductive freedom. She can do whatever she wants to, but she is responsible if she doesn't take measures ahead of time to avoid getting pregnant, and once that child is conceived, it is a human being unless you kill it.
That's right, and Obamacare, as we see it coming in, it makes it a mandatory provision even for Catholic nuns to pay insurance for and provide insurance and payments for abortion, and morally, it isn't anyone's right to kill their children.
And I really believe that one day God is going to bring terrible judgment on this country for what's happened. I think the interesting thing is about 63% of the American people feel this is morally wrong. And that's a big shift after it used to be 50-50 or maybe even before a preponderance were going along with abortion. But I really believe that more and more people are understanding we're murdering. We're murdering these unborn little innocent children. And people are going to be held responsible for what they've done. I know many women have done it, have regretted it, and we'll be back in just a moment with Ed Decker.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
We'll be back in just a moment here.
Gotcha.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and so the ad is just talking, comparing certainly the slaughter that we saw, certainly the number of people killed in the First World War, about 21 million. And basically, of course, we're talking 55 million innocent children slaughtered here. And basically, of course, there are going to be repercussions one way or the other. Now, one of the interesting things is they have to have people coming into the labor force. That is why they're actively encouraging immigration from Mexico and from other countries. Why? Because we need somebody to replace all those unborn children that we've slaughtered, and they have been slaughtered. They'll never be able to laugh or to play or to run or do any of those things. And basically, of course, they're not telling people, but they have to bring in the immigrants so they will work, and so they will put money into these various welfare systems, Social Security and Medicare, so they can continue funding the elderly. And once you begin to break down God's plan for humanity, then you have to do all sorts of other things to try to remedy what you've done. And we go from one problem to another problem to another problem. Go right ahead, Ed.
Well, it's just kind of overwhelming. And today in America, we're calling evil good and wonderful and promoting it, and we're calling good and family values evil, and it's getting worse and worse. I just see the destruction of the family unit. Christians fined for not wanting to serve the gay community, bake a cake, or be the photographer at a wedding service, and they're being chased down and killed in Muslim countries all over the world. Today in California, we have unisex bathrooms in our schools, and some of the schools, the kids can decide what bathroom they want to use and what sex they want to be that day. and nobody can do anything about it because it's become law here.
Well, it's even more incredible is that if a boy thinks he's a girl, he can use the girl's shower room. And that law was to go into effect the 1st of January. Fortunately, our friend Brad Dacus got a hold on that, at least legally, until they're going to have actually a vote here in California, a referendum on the subject. But, of course, I mean, it is so incredible because you know that the average individual knows that if a boy is a boy and a girl's a girl, and the boy should not be using a girl's shower room, they should not be using their bathroom, they should not be using their locker room, and yet the madness that we have, that is the law in California. Go right ahead. And fortunately, we do have, at least we put it off. It's being held up legally until we have the referendum vote. And I'm sure the whole thing will be voted down. But this is the legislature we have in Sacramento. And they're there because the good people do nothing. And all that's necessary for evil to triumph is to good people not to be involved. Go ahead, Ed.
Well, I just don't know where to stop. I mean, it just goes on. And I just get so emotional about it. I mean, I remember I'm sure you do too, the movie many years ago was called One Flew Over the Cuckoo Nest. I don't know, that's a long, long time ago. And I remember a statement in that movie all these years, and I've used it a time or two. And someone in that movie said, the inmates are running the asylum. And that is what has happened. The people who are normal people are being pushed aside to any radical with a radical view. No matter what that view happens to be, particularly if it's anti-Christian, no matter what it is, they have the right to say that, but you don't have the right to say, I don't want to participate with that person. And now people are being fined, sued, they're losing their businesses. A small outfit on the Jersey Shore had a wedding chapel-type place and a place of reception, and it's a Christian place, and they said, we don't do gay weddings. Well, they're out of business today because the state put them out of business because they wouldn't do a lesbian wedding.
Well, Ed, what nobody wants to talk about, and people talk about this, but they don't talk about this as a manifestation of this spiritual battle. Behind everything or almost everything going on today are powerful spiritual forces, and you can only understand what's happening as far as homosexuality. You can only understand what's happening as far as abortion. You can only understand what's happening as far as taxation and euthanasia to understanding that there truly are supernatural spiritual forces that are directing the insanity that has become America today. And if the good people don't get involved, then, of course, we're going to lose America and this wonderful utopia that we've lived in.
Well, you know, I grieve when I see the fact that the churches have lost their call. They don't speak about these things. You want people to... I talked to one pastor, and he said, I happened to be at a service, and it was just a feel-good. Gosh, it was really great. You know, I didn't think that it would matter whether you were a Muslim or a Mormon or a Mason or a Christian when you were in his church, because you walked out with the same kind of good feeling, because they wanted to feel good about themselves. And I asked the pastor about it, and he said, well, on Sundays, we just want people to feel good and feel drawn to our fellowship. On Wednesdays, we do more detailed stuff, and he didn't give me. I asked him for an example, and he didn't have one. But he had a large church, but he's not preaching it, so they don't hear the spiritual issues that are about all these issues. When a Christian kid is sent home because he has a Christian T-shirt on, but a Muslim kid has got some picture of a from Hamas T-shirt on, he can't take it. They won't let him take. They won't talk to him about taking it off because it may offend his religion. I mean, everything that we see that's happening is negative. What should be to the left is to the right, and what is to the right is to the left. And the church is all but dead to it. They won't deal with it because it's too uncomfortable. And some pastor may get in trouble with a guy on his board of directors or whatever group that leads that church. They won't confront sin and call it sin. I get invited to far fewer churches these days when I do call sin sin, because they don't want to confront the sin. I don't know where you want to go with this. It's a tragedy. Recently a Muslim man in Michigan someplace, he killed and beheaded two Coptic Christian neighbors of his, cut off their heads because they were Christians. And their presence in that area, in that building, offended him. And it was in the paper for one or two days and then disappeared completely. Because the press in the United States don't want to talk about anything that may offend the Muslim direction that we seem to be going in our country.
Well, we live in a world gone mad. When you understand that, it all makes sense. Go right ahead, Ed.
Well, you lead me on there. You know, if it was a Christian killing a Muslim, we'd be talking about it on MSNBC, on CNN. It would be on every talk show. It would be in every newspaper. They would have marches and people suing everybody. And that's what we have to face. And we Christians have to come to the understanding that we have to stand strong, even if our church won't do it. We need to call it what it is. We need to speak out what it is. We need to be able to stand up against these kind of things. We see Sharia law taking place all around our country. And just this weekend, the Pentagon approved religious wear in the military, including the beards and everything else. And every Muslim in the military can now dress and be a Muslim first and a member of the military secondly. And that's where we're going with America. And where do we stop it? I don't know. I pray that somebody rises up that has common sense, that wants to stand for the Constitution, that wants to fight against this. But, I mean, we just got told, I guess it was yesterday or the day before, by our president to get ready, we absolutely must raise the debt limit by February. How many times do we hear that in a year? And we're back, and we are the most in-debt per capita country around. Maybe. I don't know all the country's debt.
No, we are we have more debt per capita than anybody else does. Go right ahead.
So I think we have to come to a place where we sit down and we study some of these things and make a determination of where we're going to go. Just recently, you know that I'm a former Mormon, and I speak out on Mormonism. I've written a number of books on this subject, done movies on it, and what have you. We've kind of dedicated our lives to this process, and we're very, very committed to dealing with the Mormons. And we've seen tens of thousands of the Mormon people get set free and come to know the Lord through it. And we strive to, even when we speak love to the Mormon people, we try to continually to differentiate and to let them say, we know you love God, but we've got some differences in the definition of God and Jesus and so forth. And just this last week, we had an issue where a man by the name of Robbie Zacharias was invited to go to Salt Lake City and speak at the Mormon Tabernacle. You got to wonder, are we just getting ready for Christ's return? So this man who claims to be, you know, one of God's greatest evangelists, or one of the greatest apologists in the country, and a great man of God, and he goes out and he speaks at the Mormon Tabernacle, and everybody walks away saying, "My gosh, that was the most wonderful message." And every Christian who went there got a good feeling. Wow, that was wonderful. And he talked about God and Jesus and so forth. And every Mormon who went there came back feeling, "Oh, that was pretty good. I really liked it." You know, and he addressed the University of BYU, and he spoke at about 400 or 500 people there, and he talked about their common goals. He talked to 3,500 people at the Tabernacle this Saturday.
But I'm sure he is not, certainly he may be speaking there, but I'm certain he's not endorsing the Mormon faith.
Well, that's where you're wrong, Dr.
Stan. Does he actually endorse the Mormon faith?
Yes, well, I'll tell you how he did when we come back.
All right, fine, because I know Robbie Dowd Zacharias, and I think he is a dedicated Christian. And basically, sometimes you sit down with people you disagree with and talk to them, and actually you even may discuss things with them. Hopefully, maybe what you're saying will lead them in the right direction. We'll be back.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging. Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Of course, Ted is very upset with Rabbi Zacharias for having gone to Utah to speak before Mormon audiences. All we can hope is that the Mormon audiences will spend time listening to Rabbi now that he's been there and begin to understand there's a difference between the God that they worship and the God that Rabbi Zacharias worships. But it's a decision he had to make, and he made it, and whether we agree with it or not, I believe he is a wonderful Christian. I believe he's a wonderful leader, and we just hope that maybe his words, or if people were to, think Mormons were to listen to him subsequently, they would realize, of course, the difference between other religions. But go right ahead, Ed.
Well, where do I go from here, Dr. Stan? You know, I'm sitting here looking at this situation where I say that but because of the generic manner in which it was presented, and he admitted the last time he was here, that the Mormon leadership people, or whoever they are, came and sat down with him and talked about the areas he really shouldn't go in if he wanted to go and be the first Christian to speak at the tabernacle since it was built 150 years ago. And he didn't violate that then. We took the hit because we were getting hundreds of emails coming in from people who were having the missionaries use him as the proof that they are Christian. And it's just happening again. And it just makes the work of all those pastors and all those people and those missionaries in Utah dealing with the Mormons on a day-to-day basis, it just makes them that their job since kicks it back 10 years, 15 years back, because it was feel-good Christianity preached. And I see a thing with the Mormon church is that the differences that we have with Mormons theologically are those things like the nature of God, the nature of salvation, men becoming gods and becoming gods over their own planets is not being preached from the pulpits today. They become what I'll call an emergent church, a feel-good church. They don't preach these things in their main services anymore.
These are the things that they believe. They believe they can become God, which, of course, is not certainly a Christian belief at all. We do not become God. We're always servants of our Lord. And basically, of course, the whole idea is that if you're a Mormon, just as Christ had, this earth was his, certainly his domain. So if you are a Mormon, you may have a similar domain and all sorts of wives having all sorts of children. And certainly you. When people really begin to study the Mormon faith, and if you'd like to talk about the things that they really believe, why don't you just go into what the Mormon really believes and how that differs from Christianity?
Well, basically, the Mormons believe that God was once a man who lived on another planet. And because of his righteousness, he died and was resurrected and judged by his God for his works and was found worthy. And he went off to a place on a planet near the great star Kolob, which is the center of Mormonism in this universe. And there he, with his many hundreds, if not thousands of wives, began to have sexual relations to create spirit children, which then come to this earth to gain bodies. Once we come to this earth from Kolob and gain our bodies, then we're put through a trial and test. And we, if we're worthy, and if we obey the Mormon gospel, if we become Mormons and we live the Mormon life. We go through the Mormon temple and take out our endowments and wear the sacred underwear and pay our tithing and do all the many, many things of works that the Mormon church has established as important for personal salvation. When we die, we're resurrected by Christ's death on the cross. All mankind are resurrected. Sinner and saint and atheist and Buddhist, they're all resurrected. And then we go before the throne judgment of God, Jesus Christ, God, and Joseph Smith, who sit on this throne, judgment table, and there they look at our works, and where they look at our works and our transgressions, and then they determine whether we go to one level of three different levels in heaven, and the hereafter. The highest level is the celestial kingdom, where we holy men who have been worthy become gods, and we're given many goddess wives. Sent off to another planet, and there we become the gods of this planet. We repeat the process. It's called the law of eternal progression.
And of course, this is so far different than Christianity, which certainly would have nothing to do with this. And this certainly is a total perversion of the Bible and the idea that Joseph Smith is still there, certainly, but passing judgment on what's going on is so incredible. And basically, of course, I've known Mormons. They've tried to introduce me to these philosophies, which, of course, I would reject because, of course, they're not Christians. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and Ed has been working for a long period of time. He was a Mormon. He came out of Mormonism. He works with Mormons and tries to introduce them to Christianity and point out that certainly these beliefs certainly have the foundation in the occult, this idea that we can become a god. And I've been approached with Mormons and told that, and I don't believe that I'll ever be a god. Thank goodness. We'll be back in a moment. Give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295.
Hi, this is Joyce Meyer. We're all on the 170. We believe that miracles, and this really is a miracle.
Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782. Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
The information.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Ed Decker, who was raised as a Mormon and basically eventually left the Mormon church, became an evangelical Christian, and tries to work to let Mormons understand the difference between Christianity and certainly Mormonism. And basically, Mormons honestly believe they're Christians, and yet, of course, they believe that they can become God and they can actually have an earth of their own, and certainly that that basically they can become divine if they simply. Now, suddenly you're religious enough, and they can then start in exactly as the Christ did. They believe that Christ was a man who became a God, and he came to earth here, and this is the Christ that they believe in. But he was a man. He was not the Son of God. He was simply a man who was appointed, was accepted as a God, and he is then the God of this earth. And, of course, where these ideas come from, well, they certainly have their foundation, in my opinion, in the occult. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But according to Ed, why they've actually lost a couple of million people, members from the church. And Sydney, I think Mormons are wonderful people, but I think they're misled. And our job is to try to bring them into a personal relationship with our Lord, who is not the Lord of Mormons.
Now, well, they're the victims. They're the victims. They're not the enemy of God. They love God. They want to serve God. They have a heart for God. But as it says in Scripture, but not according to knowledge. They have a heart for God. They yearn to serve God with all their heart, mind, and soul. That's their heart. And they're deceived. The Scriptures say in Isaiah 9:16, the leaders of them shall cause them to err, and those that are led of them are destroyed. And that's where my heart is. They're my people, Dr. Stan. They're my people. I love them. And I see so many thousands of them coming to know Jesus Christ through the work of our ministry that I can't lay it down. There's no way to lay it down. I'm have to stay here till either Jesus comes or I go home, because there's no off switch. Not when one more person that I talk to or I have email communication with or I hears my radio program or reads one of my books, if one more person gets to go to heaven.
Amen to that. Well, would you like to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with your ministry, get your information, and then our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But how can people get your information? How can they get in touch with you?
Well, very simply, just go to saintsalive.com, my website. Saints Alive. You know, will the saints go marching in? You know, saints. Because the Mormons are the Latter-day Saints, but I want to have them all alive in Jesus. So it's saintsalive.com, and if you want to write to me, it's ed@saintsalive.com. Very easy, very simple. We've got, you know, several websites. We've got all, you know, hundreds of materials available for you, and I answer my emails. It may take me a while, but I answer my emails. I pray for your needs, and I can tell you this, that Mormons are coming to Jesus like they've never come to Jesus before. I just got a letter today, just a couple hours ago. I was reading, and when I say letter, I mean email. 47-year-old lady, a Mormon all her life. She went to an uncle's funeral, and he was laying out there in view in his temple clothing with his fig leaf apron covering him. And she was thinking, in Genesis, God rejected the fig leaf apron, and something's not right here. And someone said to her to go to my website. She went there. She read one of my articles. She gave her life to Jesus. She wrote me, and I'm in correspondence with this lady now.
That thing just
hit her like bang. But see, the internet. She didn't have to go find me, get my mailing address, and wait 3 weeks. She was in touch with me today from what happened on Saturday.
And that's what's so exciting. Well, let's go to Pete, who's calling us from Reading, and we have other callers. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And hi, Pete from Reading. Do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Well, I just want to say to both of you that it's an honor and a privilege to listen to you, such wise men. I would also like to say this abortion thing is complete genocide, and it's crying to God for vengeance against this land. I'd also like to say that I hope all people who fight against abortion and the wrongs of this world, I pray that all of you have the strength to combat them. I hope that St. Michael goes before all of you in battle. May God bless you. It's an honor to speak to both of you, and I wish you well. Keep the faith, gentlemen. Keep the faith.
God bless you, Pete. Thank you very much. Appreciate your calling. Okay, fine. My telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. And we've got Wayne calling from Richland, Washington. Wayne, do you have a question or comment?
Yes. Hi, Dr. Stan. I'd like to echo the comments of the previous caller, and I would like Ed to maybe speak just a little bit about Brigham Young and what he taught regarding Adam being God, and how Spencer Kimball totally disagreed with that, and how the people followed Brigham Young's teaching for so long. And the reason I wanted Ed to talk about that a little bit so some of our LDS friends could better understand that they really don't have the one true prophet. And I'll take the answer off the air.
All right, Wayne, good points. Thank you so very much. And
thank you, Dr. Stan.
I want you to address that for Wayne, Ed. And again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And what about Sidney Brigham Young's teaching? And what is
Brigham Young, of course, taught that,
go ahead.
Taught that that God, Adam was God, and that, that he was he came to the earth as God, and it all began through Adam. And later on, Spencer W. Kimball came along a while, well, many years later, and said that was a false doctrine, that's not a true doctrine. But see, when Brigham Young taught, there were men, leaders in the church, who were excommunicated and forced off the Council of Twelve and punished for not believing that Adam was God some of the leading theologians said to Brigham Young, you know, that's not logical, and it doesn't, you know, we can't make that. And he said, I'm a prophet of God. What I say is true. And later on, when Spencer W. Kimball, you know, in the 50s came out and said false, everybody just said, okay, well, that's not true. But what they weren't dealing with was that they just had a lying prophet then in the name of Brigham Young. And so a man by the name of Ezra Taft Benson, who was the president of the church, Ezra Taft Benson came along and said, was asked about this, and he said, truth is what the present prophet says and what all the prophets say in the church, unless the prophet that we have now says something different than the prophet before him. So a prophet is true. He can make a statement that says black is white, and it is gospel truth, and then 10 years later, a new prophet comes in and says white is black, or they twitch it around and say white is white and black is black, and that's truth. But the guy who said it was the opposite is still a true prophet. He said we can't judge. We're not allowed to judge prophets by what later prophets say because they receive newer and fresher revelation of what truth is.
And this is organized madness, really. I mean, because we have to be able to be
gobbledygook.
Absolutely. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. We've got Sandy calling from Tri-Cities. Sandy, go right ahead.
Hi there, Dr. Stan. I just wanted to mention to you that I speak with a lot of Mormon boys, and I usually try to talk to them about salvation through the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Bible says that he that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son hath not life. And then a lot of times after we get done talking about salvation issues, and I give them lots of verses there, then they want me to read the Book of Mormon, and I tell them, you know, I can't do that. I only stick with the Word of God, and I say, did you know that Joseph Smith and his brother Hiram were both Masons? And Joseph Smith was a sublime Mason, and I've heard that they have some of the Masonry symbols on the walls back in the temple, and that they also have some of those symbols on the secret garment, garment. And
the undergarment that you're given as a sacred covering before God. It's like
and
a
then I
long
heard
John.
That they have.
They were when I was a Mormon, and I was a Temple Mormon, so I wore those garments, and they have the square, the compass, and the rule of Freemasonry mm-hmm. on sewn into the breast, navel, and knee. Also, mm-hmm. in the Mormon temple, when Satan or Lucifer is giving instruction in the Garden of Eden, he is wearing an apron, and the guy portraying Adam says, what is that apron you are wearing? And he says, these are the emblems of my power and my priesthood. And they're a square compass in the rule of Freemasonry. And actually, when I was a Mormon, the guy playing the role of Lucifer was wearing a past worshipful master's apron from Freemasonry.
Yeah.
So they're very much involved. And basically what Mormonism is, because the Mormon temple ritual is all Blue Lodge Masonry, with some bells and whistles on it.
Mm-hmm.
What it is, it's spiritual masonry.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, anything else, Sandy?
I spoke with a gal who was married in the Mormon temple, and you know how that the Masons have their blood oaths and whatnot, and they have the thing where they'll slit across the neck.
If
and
you
then
go to my website, I have the entire Mormon temple ritual printed out.
And she said when she got married, of all things, that they had to follow in pantomime. And the ritual that she was talking about as far as sliding across the neck and coming down the center for the bowels to go out, she said they did not say the words like they would in a Freemasonry, but did the pantomime.
See, Sandy, what you don't realize is when I was a Mormon, we said the words. And we brought our thumb across. We promised to have our throat slit from ear to ear and our tongue ripped out by the roots, which is Masonic penalty. But now they just do it without the words. And I'm understanding now that they've removed even some of those penalties because we did a movie on it and blew the whole scene up.
It's just simply, when I tell these young boys about Masonry and how evil it is and that their leader, Joseph Smith, and his brother Hiram are involved in this cultic high up group in the Masonry, they don't believe me. And I met one boy later and he's like, I looked it up. And so anyways, that's what I always get them to tell them, that I can't read their Mormon Bible. I've got to stick with
it. Oh, God, you keep at it.
Guys, Sandy, thanks for what you're doing, and thank you for trying to get...
And you're standing strong. Do it.
Yeah, thank you very much for your program tonight. I find it interesting.
God bless you, Sandy. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or 464-8295 here, and that's in Central Coast, California. Our guest is Ed Decker, and Ed, of course, was a Mormon for many years. How many years were you a Mormon before you became an evangelical Christian?
Well, I joined the church, actually. I went to school in Utah State. I joined the church when I was 19, and I left it when I was 39.
So you were 20 years a Mormon.
Of my, 20 years of adult life, not just being raised a Mormon, but I did it, I was an Episcopalian who knew the common prayer book pretty well, but I didn't know the Word of God very well, and so I was a sitting duck.
Well, I think Mormons are wonderful people. I never knew a Mormon I didn't like, but the difficulty is that if we really care for them, we have to tell them what they're involved in is a truly occultic religion. Now, what part does Lucifer play in the Mormon faith? What do they feel about
Lucifer? He's the brother of Jesus, and he and Jesus brought plans for the salvation program, the plan of salvation for the earth, to a council of gods up at Kolob, and they voted on it, and they selected Jesus' plan. At that time, Lucifer became the god of this, the god of this world. He was cast carnal sense. He was cast out of heaven, or out of their presence of pre-existence presence, and he, with a third of the our brothers and sisters from the planet, our spirit brothers and sisters from the planet near the straight great star Kolob, they came to the earth to be Lucifer and the demons, and that's who they are. And but Lucifer plays a very strong role in the Mormon temple ritual, and he actually separates Mormonism from Orthodox Christianity. And in the earlier sessions, when I was a Mormon, Lucifer would bring in a Christian pastor to mock the Christian pastor who believed in salvation by grace, who believed in the God that was not bought, that was not a physical man, and so forth. The devil, or Lucifer, and his hireling Satan, they preached the Orthodox faith. And so back in those days, when I witnessed to a Mormon who was a temple Mormon, they said, well, what are you preaching? I would say, I'm preaching the Orthodox Christian faith. And they'd look at me, and it was a key word. Their eyes would open up, and then I'd begin to explain that the pastor that Lucifer brought into the temple to fool and trick Adam and Eve was actually preaching what the real gospel was, and that it was another trick of Lucifer to ensnare the Mormon in the temple. I can go into a 2-hour dissertation on that,
but we don't have time for that.
I know that.
Bruce calling us from Durand, Michigan. Hi, Bruce. Do you have a question or comment?
Yeah. I got a controversial question here. Are the majority of the people of Utah Mormon?
And if so, how did they ever elect a liberal judge who crammed homosexual marriage down their throats?
Well, they didn't shove homosexuality down their throats. I mean, number one, 70% of Utah's used to be anyway, 10 years ago was Mormon. I guess it might be 60% now. And the Mormons who raised all the money and fought for Proposition 8, they've done a complete turnaround. They've accepted homosexuality, not only in their church, they're ordaining homosexuals and they're giving them jobs and leadership positions in the church. Their children, their young people of the Mormon churches are marching in the gay pride parades.
They are supporters of
gay marriage in Utah, the Mormon church.
We live in a world gone mad, Bruce. We live in a world gone mad. Anything else you wanted to say?
I just wondered, that was the controversial part. You know, do the Mormons actually want gay marriage? Because I've read that a lot of them want polygamy legalized again.
Oh, absolutely. There's 40,000 polygamous people in Utah right now.
Okay. Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Irritate me with some of the things they do.
Hold that thought.
I love them
and
cry.
Hold the thought. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest has been Ed Decker, and he's given us a wonderful background of something what's going on in the Mormon faith today. And now the fact that they've been beginning to embrace homosexuality, and this must come from the prophet. Ladies and gentlemen, when the Mormons began embracing homosexuality, why, of course, this, I think, is hopefully will be something assigned to many of the people there that, of course, that this is a fallacious faith. God bless Ed. I appreciate everything you do.
Thank you so much, Dr. Stan.
It's so good to spend an evening with you. We haven't had a chance in a long time. I'm so glad we got together.
Well, I'm always around, and I know you are too. So God bless you and your audience and the work that you're doing.
God bless. Bye-bye. Okay, fine. That was Ed Decker of Saints Alive. And Sidney Ed's I've known for many, many years, is doing a wonderful job, dedicated his life to getting the truth out about the Mormon faith and the good people, but they're being misled. And our job is to understand, Sidney, our religion, and I will tell you that as things grow worse, we're going to have to increasingly rely upon our Lord Jesus Christ, because this is the only thing that is going to get us through the very difficult times that are coming. Well, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. We're dependent upon those of you who listen to our programs to help us. And if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, and certainly you can call us at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You can subscribe to our newsletter. You can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and get our monthly newsletter, and then get either our four best CDs or four best tapes of the month. You can certainly get the books and the DVDs and the videos and the four CD sets and the four tape sets we offer, and all of the funds that come in from that goes to help support our programs and keep our programs being broadcast all across America, certainly 5 hours a day, 5 days a week. Now, as I told you before, neither Barbara nor I take a salary. We do what we do because we want you to be able to hear the truth. So basically, if you're in a position to join the Radio Liberty family, we'd love to hear from you. Again, our number is 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we carry all sorts of products. One of the things that really helps us are the health products. And basically, of course, most people are deficient in magnesium and should be taking it. You need large doses of vitamin D, at least 5,000 units a day. And if you start to come down with the flu or the cold, well, you need to be taking it every 4 hours. Certainly, we carry something called immune support, which is beta-glucans, and certainly the things that will boost up your immune system. We carry something called Alibiotic, which is oil of oregano, oil of certainly elderberry, oil of garlic, and a couple of other things. And all of these things you can get, you should have them on hand. And when you start to come down with a flu bug or a cold bug, why take them? My telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. That's Immune Support, Alibiotic, magnesium, and basically magnesium is wonderful. You can regulate your bowels with that. It keeps your mind working. It works on your bones. It counters the calcium so you don't get too much calcium in your system. And all of these things are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like a list of the health products we carry, just give them a call, or if you'd like a catalog, we'll be glad to send you one. Or certainly you can go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com, and if suddenly I request a catalog, we'll be glad to send it to you. And we do hope, of course, you'll want to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. That's Brotherhood of Darkness. We suddenly have all sorts of wonderful things out there. If you've never actually heard Barry Shamish's description of the supernatural events in Israel, it's in a four CD set entitled The Return of the Giants. We have another four tape set, of course, called The Supernatural. We have a DVD, Sidney, The Beautiful Side of Evil. We have Joanna Michelson's book by that title. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. We ask you to pray for America, to pray for our leaders, our ministers, but please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision, and our protection.
Let us all be grateful for a land so fair as we raise our voices in a solemn prayer. God bless America. And from the mountain to the prairie.
Well, this is Artist Dan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian or Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you that the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And for the next hour, we're going to have a very interesting guest. His name is Mark Silder, and we're going to be talking about a product called Just Like Sugar. Now, basically, of course, sugar is not necessarily good for us, but if you are diabetic, of course, you cannot be taking sugar. You've got to find an alternative. But when you take aspartame, when you take that NutraSweet, why, of course, you can do far more harm than good. And then, of course, there's so many other sugar substitutes, and none of them really certainly really protect you. But there is this one product. It's called Just Like Sugar, and I'm going to let Mike tell us about it and how they happen to produce this. Mike, pick up the story.
Okay, it is my utmost pleasure to be on your radio program tonight. And I'm sure your radio listeners are familiar with Dr. Betty Martinez.
Yes, I'm sure they are, because if they're not, why, we have a four CD set of my interviews with Betty, plus a DVD when Betty came out and talked to our group. So anybody who doesn't know about aspartame, they certainly should. But this really is something never should be on the market, but it's in 14,000 products. But you go right ahead, Mike.
Okay. Well, I was introduced to Dr. Betty Martini many, many years ago in the early 90s. With my work in the Amazon rainforest, making herbal medicines from roots, bark, trees, leaves, etc. And I helped Dr. Martini with a lot of her friends and other doctors that have maladies that didn't want to take allopathic medicine. So as I'm sure your listeners know, Dr. Martini is the head of a worldwide volunteer organization called Mission Possible, which is worldwide, like I said, and they have so many fantastic MDs, the world-renowned MDs, the DCs, concerned humanitarians involved in Mission Possible. Well, Betty's plight, or the Mission Possible's plight, is to rid the world of the artificial sweetener, aspartame, Splenda, Sweet and Low, sugar alcohols, adulterated stevia, sugar, and anything that'll cause damage to the body. So they started telling everybody not to use any of those products. And they kept going and going all over the world. So Dr. Martini was faced with a very serious issue. And that issue was, she's telling everybody not to use all the bad stuff that's going to do this to you and that to you and hurt you. So they're all coming back to her and they're saying, well, if we can't use this, what can we use? All the doctors, all the people in Mission Possible around the world did not have an answer.
All right, fine. Well, then, basically, you were actually working in the rainforest, and were you actually trying to produce food products, or did you start out trying to produce an artificial sweetener?
No, I had nothing to do with an artificial sweetener until 2003, okay, when I got a phone call from Dr. Martini.
All right, fine. Well, you go ahead and we'll get the story as soon as we get back. But ladies and gentlemen, you must understand that this is a product that Sydney has worked. It's called Just Like Sugar. And there's no sugar in it. It's made up of a various herb. Well, we're going to find out from the man who actually helps to produce this or actually manufactures and distributes it, what the product is, how it works, and why it is beneficial. We'll be back in a moment.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Mike is simply saying that Betty had called him about 2003 and said, look, we need a product that it will be something that we can cook with and we can bake with and we can utilize. It'll taste sweet, and yet, of course, it won't have any calories, won't have any fats in it. It certainly won't have any sugar in it. Can you come up with something like this that will help people certainly lose weight, lose their wrinkles? And basically, this is what Mike undertook. And basically, they certainly using a root of chicory and using orange and a number of other food products. While they began to manufacture, they manufactured five different products. So they did this in Las Vegas because they certainly have, it's very dry there, and certainly these products certainly don't want any moisture at all when you're certainly beginning to produce them. And so they made five products aimed at trying to come up with a substitute for sugar. And basically, what happened? You say you took them to the University of Nevada?
Yes, and we had the entire student body test them in iced tea, coffee, and directly with the spoon. And then we did a tally, and the formula or the recipe that all the students liked the best, which came out number one, was the one we picked for Just Like Sugar. Then we sent it to Enresco Testing Laboratories
for an analysis for carbohydrates, for calories, which came back zero calories, zero carbohydrates. So then I sent some to Dr. Martini, and she absolutely loved it. She told Dr. Blaylock about it, Dr. Russell Blaylock, one of the world's leading neurosurgeons. She told Dr. Leonard Codwell, the world's leading cancer doctor, about it. Dr. Blaylock said, this can't be correct, can't be true. I need to test it for L-atomic, D-atomic, and aspartic acid and exotoxin. So he had it tested by Enresco Laboratory. Enresco Laboratory is one of the oldest, most respected FDA testing laboratories in the country. Started in 1945. The results came back negative on any exotoxin, any aspartic acid, any aspartame, any sucralose, anything whatsoever. Then Dr. Russell Blaylock wrote in the world-famous Dr. Blaylock Wellness Report, finally, the world has a safe sugar substitute, the only safe sugar substitute. And then from that point, we got calls all over the world. Betty was ecstatic. She finally had something to tell all of the people around the world that they could use, which she couldn't say before.
Well, now, basically, is this in a granulated form, or what form is it in?
We have now, we have Just Like Sugar in a granulated form, just like tabletop, regular tabletop or everyday sweetener. We have it in a baking version, like a confection sweetener. And we have it in a brown sweetener, just like the very popular brown sweetener that everybody buys, that diabetics can't use, people on diets can't use. All of our products are 96% fiber, calcium, vitamin C, and have absolutely no calories. And Resco Testing Laboratory stated that you need to eat 5 pounds of Just Like Sugar to get 1 calorie, because it's 96% fiber from the chicory root, and it's a non-digestible oligosaccharide, which means it goes right through you. It's a prebiotic and a probiotic. Also, Dr. Leonard Codwell wrote in his famous book, The Only Answer to Cancer, 2 pages about Just Like Sugar, where he states, after his research, Just Like Sugar greatly reduces the risk of colon cancer, rectal cancer, and all digestive cancers. And it makes your skin soft and your wrinkles go away. People may say, why does it make your skin soft and your wrinkles go away? Well, everybody knows that sugary treats and drinks don't just add pounds. They also raise blood sugar levels. And sugar attaches to the collagen in a process called glycation, which makes the skin inflexible and accelerates the aging process. So you keep eating Just Like Sugar or any Just Like Sugar product, it reverses that, makes the skin soft, the wrinkles go away. And that's what Dr. Leonard Codwell states in his book, The Only Answer to Cancer.
Well, now, of course, this is what you've described as intestinal cancer. Does it have any effect on other cancers?
I have, I believe it was Dr. Nugent who stated that because it increases the oxygen level into the blood because of the magnesium absorption, because of synergic action between the calcium and the vitamin C, that it raises the pH of the body to above 7.4. And, of course, everybody knows, if they follow Dr. Blaylock or Dr. Codwell or all the cancer doctors, that cancer cells cannot live in a blood or saliva pH of above 7.4, according to the medical community and the doctors. So Dr. Nugent did say, yes, it affects the entire body in a positive manner.
Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And certainly our guest is Mike Seiler. Silver, what, do you pronounce that cyber or silver?
No, silver like the color.
Okay, Mike Silver, and basically he produces just like sugar, and basically it's available in, as an in granulated form and in brown sugar form and in baking sugar form. And so basically, now, has this been widely used throughout the country and throughout the world?
We are in 97 countries around the world. We are in all the Whole Food stores and thousands of stores around the country. And we are also in mostly all bariatric clinics. The VA in Florida, because the doctor there was trying to cure cancer, but they're giving the patient products with sugar and artificial sweetener, which is just terrible. But that brings me to the most important point, not the young people. And the next thing that Dr. Martini and the doctor wanted was to get rid of all the sugary drinks in the school. So they asked me to make a water that would replace all of the sodas and all of the drinks in the school. They wanted this soda, or not this drink, this water drink, to come in 12 flavors. And they wanted it to be totally unique. They wanted it to come in apple, cherry, cranberry, grape, lemon, lime, mango, orange, a combination of all fruit flavors, peach, spice, and watermelon. And they wanted it such that it wasn't sweet, that when you drank this drink, you would taste the flavor, but you'd only taste it for 5 seconds, and then the flavor would disappear. Well, of course, I would not ever let Dr. Martini down, and we came up with a product called Fiber Up. Fiber Up is just that. It comes in all those flavors. There are 7 grams of fiber in each bottle. And the most important thing is you drink it, you get your fiber, it fills you up, you don't eat, you lose weight. It also increases the magnesium absorption. It's got calcium, vitamin C. But what happens if you add a powder to water? You get growth. You get fungus. You get bacteria. You have to add preservatives to protect against that. Well, you know that Dr. Martini and her group will not accept any preservative. What we had to do is develop a special cap, a cap that holds the powder. So what happens is, what you do is, the cap's in the powder. The powder's in the cap, excuse me. You pop the top. The powder goes into the bottle. You shake it. It turns color of the fruit, which is made from organic vegetables, the flavor from organic fruit, of course having zero calories. And then you drink it, and it's the most refreshing water you've ever tasted.
Well, so this is something relatively new. I haven't even heard about that. Is this how long has this been available?
It's just becoming available now. And if your listeners go to our website, justlikesugar.com, they can see the pictures of the bottle and a little movie. And if they click on the information site, that takes them to a lot more movies and testimonials and product information about this product.
All right, fine. Well, of course, I'm sure that Betty really wanted to do away with Coke, the Diet Pepsi, which, of course, is so prevalent in our schools. And the children drink this, but they're getting the aspartame in both of those. And it's actually doing harm. Certainly, pregnant women are drinking these diet products so they won't put on weight. And basically, of course, it's toxic. It's not only toxic to them, it's toxic to their child they're carrying with them. So this sounds like a wonderful, wonderful product. If you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question for Mike Silver, our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800, I should say 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. Don't be bashful. But this is really exciting things that we have, especially for diabetics who really have to avoid sugar. So we're going to be back here in just a moment again, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or 464-8295. We'll be back in just a moment.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. We've got Carol calling from Yakima. Hi, Carol. Do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Yes, thank you. I was wondering about xylitol. Is that dangerous as well as the other sweeteners?
I believe, according to Duke University study, I believe it was Duke, that all sugar alcohol, xylitol, maltitol, sorbitol, erythritol, cause Crohn's, colitis, grand mal seizures, and brain cancer.
Oh, my goodness. It cuts down on tartar on your teeth.
Right.
We have so many DD dentists that use just like sugar because of the calcium in it. But if you cut down tartar on your teeth, meanwhile, you've got gastrointestinal problems, according to the medical report.
Oh, well, that's good to know, because I've been using it, and it made my tooth cleaning a lot easier because I have been using the gum.
Right. You should Google sugar alcohol and then look in the calorie count, how many calories it has, and what the glycemic index is. Because a lot of these companies put out products that have a lot of calories.
It says it has 100 calories. No, wait a minute. It has 1.7 calories.
And what's the serving size?
One piece of gum.
Piece of gum. Okay. Let's talk about gum for a second. Dr. Martini called me and said, we have another problem. And that is, you cannot buy a stick of gum that doesn't have artificial sweetener in it, is not made from petroleum-based artificial gum. Can you make us gum? We made gum, and it should be out by the end of the year. We have 5 flavors of gum.
What's your phone number?
Well, we may actually be carrying the products.
Oh, okay.
I'm hoping that we're going to talk to Mike about that all year. I'm very impressed with the material they're coming up with. Anything else you'd like to ask Carol before we let you
go? Let's see. Well, in the book, Death by Calcium, they're saying not to ingest calcium.
That's right, and that's an excellent book, incidentally. We do carry the book. We think it's important. Death by Calcium, and basically, you need to be taking magnesium because it'll get your calcium levels down, but do not be taking calcium supplements. Go ahead.
Right. Thank you very much.
Okay, well, that's why we want you to listen to the program and get a different slant on what's going on. Okay, Carol, God bless. And our telephone number again is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. We've got Charlie calling from Cincinnati. Hi, Charlie. Do you have a question or comment?
Yeah, hi, Doctor. Super excellent program tonight. Mr. Silver, you mentioned a list of sugars not to take. I hope I'm not repeating what the lady said. And I thought I heard you say stevia, and I want you to comment on that. And a popular white powder that the big grocery chains sell. I forgot the name of it. It's
well, if you don't know, we can't discuss it. You've got to figure out what it is. But
it's a sugar. It's a sugar substitute, but it's not regular sugar.
Okay, fine. Well, basically, what about stevia?
We know a lot about stevia. We are probably experts on stevia since we have our own plantations in Brazil. And we grew most of the stevia for a company that probably makes that product you're talking about. Stevia is a green leaf. If you dry the leaf, and then you ground it up, and you smelled it, and you taste it. After you finish throwing up and fainting, you say, how can anybody eat this? In order, what they have to do is they have to make an extract of the stevia leaf. The only substances that are known, according to whatever from medical science, are formaldehyde, benzene, chlorine, wood alcohol, methyl hydrate, or varnish. So they take the leaves, they boil them in one of those substances, and then a steam comes out. They take that steam, it condenses, and they spray it either on dextrose, which is pure sugar, GMO maltodextrin, titanium dioxide, silicon dioxide, which is used both to make paint, And then what happens is you eat it. But there's a test that can see if the stevia that you're eating is safe. And that is, you take some of the one of the blue packs or any of the artificials, you rub it between your thumb and four fingers, super, super hard, create friction. And then you smell it. And you say, oh boy, I'm back at science class dissecting the frog. Do the same thing with any white stevia, and you'll get the exact same smell.
Well, that thought, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782. Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Be back here in just a moment with Mike Silver. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess this is Mike Silver from Just Like Sugar. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have a question for Mike, give us a call. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. He's talking about the gum now. The gum is not going to be available till the end of this year, but contrary to regular gum, why this will maintain its flavor for a good long period of time, and suddenly you get far less in the way of poisons and all the other toxic substances, and basically almost every gum you can get today has aspartame in it. Sidney Wrigley's is incorporated aspartame, which is made up of formaldehyde and that breaks down to formaldehyde and methanol. There's no safe dose of either one of them. And we're giving this to our children. A little wonder our children are having so many problems. And then Mike was certainly talking about some other products that they have. You go right ahead. I don't mean to interrupt you. Well, we did have one question. Basically, can you use this for baking? And what is specifically, Barbara called in, asked about baking. What about baking and what product would they use for baking? And what is the advantage of your product over sugar?
Well, that's a very easy question. Sugar is deadly. It's deadly to you. Sugar causes so many human maladies. It causes ADHD, ADD, autism, diabetes, obesity. Dr. Caldwell says sugar is addictive and acts on the brain just as heroin does. Sugar is also has calories. We have a product you can bake with all of our sweeteners, our tabletop, our baking, and our brown, which has absolutely, like I said, no calories. Now, we don't deceive the public like some other manufacturers do. Some other manufacturers put out products, sweetener products, and they say the serving size is quarter teaspoon, no calories. Of course, it has no calories for a quarter teaspoon, according to the FDA food labeling guideline. We do something different. On our one-pound bag, we give the nutritional facts and the dietary calorie count for 100 grams. Which is almost the size of a 16-ounce spice bottle, which is still zero. Because our products are all 96% fiber, which is a non-digestible oligosaccharide.
Okay, fine, but you can actually, of course, bake with it then. And it does well as far as baking is concerned. Is
that right. Correct? We have bakers all over the country, professional, commercial bakeries, that use just like sugar in their product.
Why would they do that? I mean, does it have an advantage? I mean, certainly regular sugar would be cheaper than the just like sugar. So why would they use your product rather than the regular sugar?
Because their customers are demanding something with no calories or less calories, something that diabetics can eat. And because of Dr. Martini's efforts and the efforts of Mission Possible, people are learning the ills of sugar. And the consumer is becoming more aware of the dangers, and they're becoming more health conscious, and they don't want to eat all that sugar and all the problems. They don't want their kids, you know, getting obese. And that's where all our products come into play. Nothing gives our company and myself greater pleasure that when little Timmy's mother calls and says, she's crying on the phone, little Timmy, he lost 20 pounds. His HC1 levels are almost normal. He's outside playing again. His color is better. And what'd you do? We got him off all sugar. We put him on, you're just like sugar. He's drinking fiber up. No more cow's milk. And it is phenomenal. And we get those calls every single day. It is just amazing. And then we talked about the hot chocolate. But now... So the next product that Dr.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the hot chocolate, because we were doing that during the break. Okay. Incidentally, our telephone number, if you're out in the listening audience, you have a question for Mike, it's 1-888. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or 464-8295. That's 800. Pardon me, that's 888-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California, 464-8295. But go right ahead, Mike.
Okay, well, our hot cocoa is, like I was saying before, the other ones have tremendous calories, a lot of sugar, high fructose corn syrup, and are very detrimental, and they have a lot of ingredients that are all preservatives and chemicals, and it's missing one, which is chocolate. Our product has four ingredients. We use Ghirardelli chocolate. We use just like sugar. And it is only 40 calories, and that is just from the calories from the cacao, because cacao has a lot of calories. But it thickens. You mix it just with water, and it is just phenomenal. Betty is a chocoholic. and she just can't get enough of our hot chocolate. Neither can all the other doctors and everyone that Dr. Martini introduces it to.
That's really rather exciting that you have all of these new products. Now, what about how soon will your drinking products be? Are these various flavored juices that you're talking about? Of course, they're not really juices. They're certainly, they have the taste of the juice, but they're basically water, of course, that's made to taste like the juice. How soon will those be available?
They're available right now. We don't have them in mass production yet, but they are available on our website at justlikesugar.com or at the retailers around the country that do stock Fiber Up. And you can, your listeners can go to justlikesugar.com and take a look and see what they look like. And then if they click on the top, the information site, they can watch a video about Fiber Up and the advantages and how it works.
All right, fine. Well, then it sounds like you're really getting a tremendous response from people all over the country, indeed all over the world as far as these products are concerned. And yet we just aren't, at least ordinarily, certainly through regular channels, we aren't hearing that much about them, are we?
Well, the reason why, which you will now, we didn't get into 97 countries around the world and thousands of stores in the United States and Canada by not being popular. We rank sixth on the Inc. 500 list of the fastest growing companies in the United States.
Are sixth of the most rapidly growing countries in the United States?
Inc. 500.
Well, now, is Betty a part and parcel of your country?
No, Betty has no interest in our company whatsoever, either do any of the doctors.
Well, are you a stock company or are you just a regular company?
No, we are just a private company.
Okay, fine. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. If you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, for our guest, Mike Silver. I think this is fascinating information, really, of course, because nutrition is so vitally important. And because one reason we have so much disease today is because so many of the products that we're using have toxic effects, or whether it's the aspartame, or whether it is the bisphenol that lines the cans, or whether it's the artificial coloring, or whether certainly it's the genetically modified food, the soy products, things of that sort, they all have deleterious effects, and it's about time people begin to understand really what is going on. Now, do you use any fluoride in any of your products?
No, we do not. We would be scolded by Dr. Russell Blaylock like you wouldn't believe.
Well, I'm sure you would, in fact, but I just wanted to be absolutely certain, because so many of the artificial drinking waters and things of that sort that we have actually have fluoride in them, and they're terrible. I mean, people go and they get drinking water, bottled drinking water, and they put fluoride in it, and what they're doing is buying a poison. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And suddenly our guest is Mike Silver. We're talking about these various products that they have. How does the regular product taste? How does the granulated silver sugar taste compared with regular sugar?
Most people, if they don't use artificials and their taste buds and have not been destroyed, cannot tell the difference in their coffee, their iced tea, and our product even dissolves faster than regular cane sugar.
So basically, of course, the people really. And what about, of course, when it's used as far as baking is concerned? Does it work pretty and work much more efficiently there?
It works exactly the same as sugar. Like I said, just like sugar products of the same brick as sugar, it crystallizes, it caramelizes, it does everything that sugar does.
Well, I think this is really rather exciting, and basically, of course, the biggest thing is to get away from aspartame and get away from Diet Coke and a Diet Pepsi, because these products, I really believe, are very, very hazardous to the health of the American people, and they're used so widely. Well, the number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY if you're out there. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 if you have a question or comment from Mike. What's the message you'd like to leave with our listeners out across America this evening?
Well, stay away from any, if you're in the supermarket, you're in the grocery store, and you look at a product you want to buy, read the ingredients. And I always say, if you can't read it, don't eat it.
Well, I certainly agree with that, and it's amazing how often they'll be, they will substitute the word NutraSweet for aspartame, or artificial sweetener, or artificial taste enhancers. And you really don't know what is in those. Basically, what is in? You're just like sugar. You mentioned chicory root. You mentioned orange. What else is in it? Are you at liberty to say?
No, no problem. We have ingredients. Our chicory root dietary fiber, which is in the root of the chicory, dried and crushed. We have calcium, which comes from limestone, the same calcium that's in your bone, small amount. We have vitamin C from the juice of the organic orange. And the sweetness comes from the peel of the organic orange, just the orange part of the peel. Because the orange peel, not the white pulp, but the orange peel is actually 600 times sweeter than sugar. So if you taste it, it tastes bitter because your taste bud receptors cannot accept anything that's sweet. Those are the only four ingredients in all the sweeteners, except we have a molasses extract in the brown. And that leads me to another thing that Dr. Martini wanted, which was probably one of the most important products, he thinks. Everybody's heard of the strawberry milk mix. One of the leading companies makes a strawberry milk mix that's the kids' number one selling product. And if you read the ingredients, it's all chemical. High fructose corn syrup, sugar. If you look at any ingredient of any product, mostly, it says either sugar is the first ingredient or high fructose corn syrup, or high fructose corn syrup or sugar. So Betty said, we need a replacement for this strawberry milk mix. And we made a strawberry milk mix replacement. It doesn't have 80, 90 ingredients that you can't pronounce like the leading manufacturer has. It has three ingredients and only 5 calories. And you mix it with, we recommend non-dairy milk because we all know how detrimental cow's milk is. I believe Dr. Russell Blaylock stated that humans are the only mammal that A, drink another mammal's milk, and B, drink another mammal's milk after they're weaned. I just mentioned high fructose corn syrup. High fructose corn syrup is the nemesis of the health of humanity. It's everywhere. It is just making people obese, ADD, ADHD, autism, etc. Well, we have done the impossible, just like sugar has done the impossible. We have coming out with a replacement for high fructose corn syrup. It looks the same, it tastes the same, it acts the same, and we'll be able to sell it to the manufacturers at the same price. Just like Yoplait yogurt, they are announcing all their commercials now, no high fructose corn syrup. And a lot of the other manufacturers are following suit. Why? Because the general populace, because of Mission Possible, because of Betty, because of the doctors spreading the word, people are finally realizing that, geez, this stuff's no good for you. So our replacement will be the answer to the world's problem. We have a shelf-life stability test going right now with the testing laboratory. It's been 10 months. The product's still perfect, still stable. And in another 2 months, we'll be able to put it to market because it'll be 1 year, and that's what the manufacturers want. And that is going to be the answer to everything. If you look at hamburger buns, ketchup, mayonnaise, chips, dip, anything, next time you're in the supermarket, go look at the first and second ingredient. High fructose corn syrup, sugar. Sugar, high fructose corn syrup.
Oh, right now, then what is in this product that you're putting out?
Just like sugar.
just like sugar, but then, of course, what do you use as far as milk product, or do you use, or is it this is the strawberry milk that you're talking about?
The strawberry milk is organic strawberry flavor from organic strawberry, vanilla, organic vanilla bean, and just like sugar.
And that's it, huh?
That's it. And the color to make it look strawberry is our natural, it's from beet. Organic beet color. All of our colors are from organic fruit. All of our flavors are from organic. I mean, all our colors are from organic vegetables. All of our flavors are from organic fruit. All these have all been tested, and the calorie count is true and correct.
Well, go ahead.
Yeah, and then down the road, very shortly, you will see us coming out with another product to make. Chocolate cookies and things like that. The chocolate chunk, actual chocolate. Baking chocolate, semi-sweet, bittersweet, sweet chocolate that you can put in your chocolate chip cookies. Now, if you're diabetic or you want reduced calories, you can use just like sugar to make your chocolate chip cookies or peanut butter chocolate cookies, and you will not have to worry about any glycemic effect. You won't have to worry about any toxins, anything like that.
Well, no, basically, of course, will these products basically, will the chips actually have both the chocolate and the just like sugar in them?
Yes.
And so you can ask, the chips, and the chips themselves will be at least partly sweet or bittersweet.
Well, we have a bittersweet, semi-sweet, and sweet.
And are these available at the present time?
No, these are products that Dr. Martini and Mission Possible wanted that we've made, and they're going through the analysis of calories and things like that, and they will be out in the market shortly. So if your listeners, if they're interested, justlikesugar.com, you'll see all the new products that are available, and if you click on the information site...
Hold that thought for a moment. We'll be right back.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take prostate support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try prostate support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for prostate support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Recently and approved by our friends, we'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and it's been a fascinating evening. Mike, parting thought, and then we'll let you go.
Well, parting thought is just keep watching for our healthy products and our new candy line, which we didn't get into, jelly beans, lemon hearts, things like that. But remember, everybody, listen to what Dr. Martini says and all the doctors from Mission Possible. And if you look at something on the label, if you can't read it, just do not eat it. Demand something that is healthy and safe.
God bless. Thanks very much. We'll be talking to you again real soon, Mike. It's been a fascinating evening. I want to thank you for staying up and being with us tonight.
My pleasure.
Good night. God bless. Okay, fine. That was Mike Silver. I hope you enjoyed the program, because it's always exciting. We never know what's going to happen here, and I certainly am pleasantly surprised at certainly the outcome of this evening's program. Well, certainly, I think we're probably going to carry these products. I think they're important. Our telephone number, of course, if you'd like to learn more about my ministry, Radio Liberty, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927, and you can certainly get the products that we offer in the way of vitamin health products. And I do think we're going to seriously consider carrying these food products. We have soap products. And if you don't carry or use the Miracle 2 products, you really should. We wouldn't be without Miracle 2 soap. We wouldn't be without Miracle 2 gel, and the other products. If you'd like to know more about them, you go to our website. Or certainly, if you'd like, you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Ask for a catalog. We'll send it. Of course, we do have a line of health products. We think these things are important, things like things like magnesium, vitamin D3, immune support to boost up your immune system. We have Alibiotic, which is another immune support with oil of oregano, oil of garlic, elderberry. And basically, these are the things you need to be taking in the wintertime. But you need to be taking large doses of vitamin D3, and they're available by calling 1-800-544-8927. And most people are not taking enough D3. And this is why, of course, they're coming down with the flu or colds. And certainly because you're not getting the sunshine, and you need a supplement unless you're out in the sun all the time. Why, unfortunately, the lives we lead, of course, predispose us to all sorts of diseases and problems. And you need vitamin D3, to maintain your immune system, especially in the winter. So if you'd like more information about our health products, certainly about our Miracle 2 soap products, about the Berkey water products that we carry, and certainly about the vitamins that we carry, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, if you'd like, of course, to go to our website, RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. You can watch our DVDs. You can certainly listen to our radio programs live 4 hours a day, archived 24 hours a day. And then, of course, we have my newsletters going back to the late 1990s, and our new newsletter, written by William Grigg. And then, of course, we have a posting there just below the blue banners at the top. You'll see it talks about other news on the Internet or news around the Internet, and we post something there every day, something new that we think is important. Go to RadioLiberty.com and certainly go to that site and see the latest things we have. But you can go back through the months, through the years, and see all sorts of exciting things there. As for Radio Liberty, the other items around the net, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. We ask you, of course, to pray for America. We ask you to pray for our leaders, for our ministers. But we ask you to pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection, because we're on the front lines of this battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. Until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.
Let us all be grateful.
To the Power Hour Radio Show, January 23rd, Thursday, 2014. You're in the right place. We are in session to help you understand what's going on out there, for you to help us understand what's going on, and to cover more news than television ever thought of. And of course,